Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, Noah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Okay, so this happened, this was on 4th of July, earlier this year. This is back when I was stationed in North Carolina with a couple of my boys. And we were out celebrating in Wilmington, right?
All right.
And, you know, we're hitting all the bars, doing karaoke, having a great night. And yeah, my friend Seth ends up just getting plastered beyond recognition. And so it gets to the point where we're pretty much barred from everywhere because he's with us. So we're pretty much calling our quit. And this guy picks a fight with these three who he thought were security guards, but they were actual cops. They got called on us for being too loud. And they got him for, you know, trespassing because he wouldn't leave the bar.
All right.
And then they tackled him and took him in right there.
Ooh.
Oh, so did he spend the night in jail?
Yep, I had to bail him out the next morning.
How much did that cost you?
Hungover. I went early in the morning and I went to breathalyze to get him out, and I was still blowing positive, so I had to come back until, like, I think it was like 6 o'clock.
So wait, can you, is this a North Carolina thing? I don't know. Can I not post bail for someone if I am legally drunk?
Yes, exactly. I guess it's the North Carolina thing. Never heard of it before, but yeah.
So when you came in,
I wouldn't be shocked if that's not.
Wait a minute, time out.
No, I just never thought of that. But like, and I'm just saying that because do they tell you this in advance? In other words, Ted goes to jail. Hey man, just get my ass out of here. No worries, right? I got $500. I'm still messed up from the night before, and even like I did not drive here. I took an Uber. I'm here to. But they will not accept. They will not accept that to get Ted's ass out of jail.
Yep, that is completely correct.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think that they smelled the alcohol on you, or do you think that you were just, you were noticeably inebriated?
Well, I mean, this is like 8 o'clock in the morning. All this happened at 4, so it's 4 hours later, and the cops that arrested him are the ones at the main desk, so I think that they knew that I was with them, and I probably looked pretty rough.
Okay.
So,
well, you know,
I just like the way you said that. I probably looked pretty rough.
Here's the truth of the next morning. If you, okay. The next morning, if you wake up and you say out loud while you're going to the bathroom or walking around, "I think I'm still drunk."
Yeah,
you are.
Oh yeah.
If you think you're still drunk out loud, if that's the thought going through your head, chances are you're 100% correct.
That's why it crossed your mind.
The hangover hadn't even set in yet.
I've had days like that, even at work, man. People are like, "Are you hungover? You were killing it last night." I'm like, I'll probably hung over around 4 because I am still pissed drunk. Like, I mean, it's the hangover is not here yet. All right, let me ask you something, man. You said you celebrated July 4th of this year in North Carolina.
Yes, sir.
How hot and humid was it in North Carolina?
Oh, man, I want to say it was in the upper 90s.
Yeah.
And humidity is like 100%.
That's what I'm thinking. Once you said that, I'm like, I don't want to be there, man.
People don't realize that in those instances, for like 2 or 3 months during the summer, you will lose 5 to 10 pounds.
Just sweat.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't even think about it because, you know, we don't sweat a lot out here unless we make ourselves do some type of physical activity.
Right.
There, you just walk outside to take out the trash. You come back in, you are covered
in sweat.
You know what I mean? It's a completely different ballgame. I used to sweat almost every single day for about 5 or 6 months. Whether that was going to the gym, but that was just weather related.
It's a guarantee. We went there over the summer, late August, took the kids back there to see D.C., Baltimore, whatever. And I always forget how miserable it is during the summer, right? You don't think about it because I'm used to being here now, man. We got off the plane. I mean, the kids already look irritated. I'm like, don't start because it only gets worse. And then we explain because we started off in D.C. And one of the differences between D.C. and most major cities, but especially Baltimore in this case, is that D.C. does not have any tall buildings. because of the mandates about making sure the Washington Monument is seen from everywhere, right? Doesn't sound like a big deal, but you realize in the summer, when it is balls hot outside, shade is a huge, huge thing. There is no shade anywhere in Washington, D.C., right? And the city is sprawled out. It is designed for you to walk around. And so you're trying to take the Smithsonian, the zoo, all this crap, man. It was so goddamn hot. And I just kept looking to the kids like, don't even tell me. I know you're hot. It's hot everywhere. I'm standing 5 feet away from you. Do you think it's cooler where I'm standing? No, it is not. I'm hot. You're hot. Yeah. We're all miserable. I know your back's itchy. That's the sweat rolling down it. Don't worry about it.
I know. Look, my uncle, same uncle who went to the strip club.
That's a good looking one.
We met up in Alabama to play the Robert Trent Jones III Trail, where you drive to different towns for a week and you play different golf courses.
Who is Robert Trent Jones
III? He's just a golf course designer.
Okay, all right.
So he designed
all these
golf
courses. He's a famous golfer too, right?
I believe maybe his father was or his grandfather was, but he's the third one. Anyway, it is freaking 92 degrees. It is humid. I lost 13 pounds in 1 week.
God,
I had to buy two new pairs of shorts, all right? At the end of the week, because my pants kept falling down, they were so gapped that even they just looked stupid, right? I still have those two pairs of shorts.
You can't even get them.
I'm not even close to being able to get them. I don't know when I'm going to wear them again unless I go back down there at the end of the week. You don't realize how much you sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Until you go someplace that's just that hot, man.
It's the same thing like when we go to those tailgate tours. Like the hottest one was Knoxville. But I mean, we drank all weekend, right? But to the point of like you're sweating so much. Like
it doesn't really affect you.
Yeah, it's almost hard to get just beer.
And but you're getting angry. Why am I not drunk?
Mm-hmm. And it's weird, too, is like when it's that hot, especially in the South, like they get some barbecue, like, man, I don't know if I feel like eating.
No, you don't. It's too hot to eat.
Spicy meal, man.
It's too hot to eat.
Right. Then you go inside and they're blasting AC and you're like, I need a hoodie.
I know. I'm freezing because you have so much sweat. You're drying your clothes out with air conditioned 65 degree air.
That was always the thing of like at the beach, right? People be sitting inside, like air conditioned on, you got your sweatshirt on. Then you're like, I'm going to go out on the deck and drink a beer, smoke or something. And you're just like, oh, God. Why did I leave the comfort of that air conditioner?
It's a wall.
Even smoking. And I'm a smoker, you know? You got to smoke outside. It's the rule. No big deal. We're staying at the hotel. I'll be right back, babe. I'm going to go smoke. We're right on the water. I'd smoke like half of it. I'm like, it's not worth it.
No.
This is awful.
It was a celebration, but also black happened. 206-421-ROCK.
Oh, Sony points out, D.C. was also built on a swamp. That is a fine point, and let me tell you something. It feels like it was built on a swamp.
It's built on a swamp, and I think it's the Capitol, right? Nothing can be taller than the Capitol.
I thought it was Washington. Is the Capitol taller than the Washington Monument? I think it's the Washington Monument.
The monument's taller, but I'm pretty sure that's why. Like, the
you
building,
can't even build higher than the Capitol.
Correct. Like okay. The building I worked in, which was six floors. The six floors where the president, the AFL, everybody's up there. But like nothing's over that height.
I'm going to say the tallest buildings are by story, and they're 13 stories. So when you go to, you see all these buildings are the exact same height, and it's just, that is as tall as they can be.
Yeah, because when you go to, I mean, I remember as a kid going to Baltimore, and it seemed like they had the biggest skyscrapers I had ever seen.
And they really don't.
No, they
but
don't.
But they're tall enough to give you shade.
Right, compared to D.C., they're massive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the World Trade Center is like 14 stories.
It's actually 517 feet, I believe. Still a teeny tiny pathetic thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.